Session number 924.
Mr. Thomas, Reel 1.
Why did you join the army, Mr. Thomas?
Well, you see, the war had started in 1914, and I was just at that age, around about 18. I was 18 in August of 1914. Well, then I had the idea of joining a naval brigade. But as it happened, the recruiting officer didn't happen to be down at the docks that particular morning. So on the way back, I met a friend of mine, and we got on talking, and he said, I've just joined a cyclist regiment. He said, a Sussex regiment. I said, why not come with me? So that guy, I thought, well, that's a good idea. I'll join the regiment with him. So we joined the 6th Battalion Sussex Regiment, and we were based at Brighton. Cricket Pavilion was our headquarters.
Did you have to go down to Brighton to join? Or were they recruiting in the north?
No, we were recruited in Hartlepool. They recruited there in a normal way in Hartlepool. And when we got to Brighton, we found it was a more or less a special battalion, but the colonel, a South African, who'd brought so many South Africans over with him, and a few Rhodesians. And he was forming this battalion. And we had a mixed bag. People were mostly London people, round about Brighton, we had a Canadian, a big lumberjack, 6'4", came with a bearskin coat on, straight from Canada. We had a cowboy, came from over America somewhere, and we had all kinds of people, all mixed up. And we were there, and how were they going to form? They had about 650 men, all in a rabble. No soldiers, no war experience at all. So what they'd done, they lined us up on the cricket pitch in Brighton. Right. Any man being in the regular army, step forward. Any man being in the territorials, step forward. There was one man, step forward, chap in his 50s, he was made Sergeant Major straight away. The others were made sergeants. Then he got down, anybody being in the, right down to the Boy Scouts. So it went down, made corporals, lance corporals, and then split up into four companies. And then the men were assigned to each company. And so the battalion was formed. And we stayed in Brighton, training. and we laid on the floor in Brighton Pavilion, cricket ground. And eventually, we were moved into empty houses round about Brighton. And then the cycles came, and we were formed into the proper cycle regiment. In early 1915, we left Brighton and moved up to Southwold on the Suffolk coast. And our job was coast defence, coast patrol. Patrolling the coast night and day. We used to be in Southwold village, but had to go out on patrol, and you stayed outside for a week and then came back into Southwold and were relieved, and another party took your place. Well, you'd done that night and day. And eventually we were moved from there as defences were prepared, and the thought the danger of invasion had lessened. They moved us further up the coast to Norfolk with our base at Stalham and Potter Iron. And then we'd done the same thing there, patrolling all the time. Of course, on cycles.
How many of you would go off in a patrol? How many of you would go off in a patrol?
Well, it all depended. See, sometimes there was maybe half a dozen, sometimes with 10, see? They split you up, different directions, eh? And of course, at night time, you were out on the coastline all the time. Eh? You were there in case of invasion. Eh? Well, then as 1915 got on, the threat of invasion gradually went away. And we were moved then from that area down to just outside Swindon to a new camp. And we were turned from a cyclist regiment, as a mounted infantry regiment, into a infantry, foot infantry. All our cycles taken away and just dumped into a heap.
What did you think about that?
Well, there was no option. Oh, it was just simply got them and put them where we were told to put them, and they were left there. What happened to them afterwards? Well, of course, it was no concern of ours, you see. But as I say, we were simply turned from a mobile battalion to an infantry battalion. And we moved down to this camp outside Swindon. And was turned into infantry, and we expected to go to France. In fact, we were fitted out with field kitchens and everything ready for France. And then a week or so afterwards, we were all withdrawn and we were issued with pith helmets ready for the East. They didn't seem to know really what to do with the men at all. But eventually we did sail for India.
Were you sorry when they gave you the pith helmets? Would people rather have gone to France?
Well,
at the time,
personally, I wasn't sorry, because I had an idea what France was like, because my elder brother had already been in France for 12 months, my elder brother. So I had a good idea what it was like in France. But of course, a lot of them, I think they would rather have gone to France. But however, there was, we were over strength as a battalion, and they asked for volunteers to stay behind, those that didn't wish to go with the regiment, to stay behind. I think about 10 or 12 volunteers to stay behind. They eventually went to France, never came back. that's just the look of the draw. I'll tell you, we sailed for India, went on a very good boat, a ceramic, a white starliner. It's a very fast boat. And going through the Mediterranean, we were escorted with a couple of destroyers, another troop ship, and then suddenly in the evening, commotion, our ship started to steer all over the place and made off. And then it was reported the other troop ship had been sunk, and one of the destroyers that had gone to pick the survivors up, that had been sunk. But over we sailed on and we hooked the North African coast and eventually came to Malta and put in it in Malta. We stayed there for one or two days, and I don't really think they knew what to do with the troops. They wanted the troops in that many places that they really didn't know where to send you to, you see. Anyway, eventually they sailed and we reached Port Said. And they bunkered there. That was our first experience of the East, as Port Said.
You were allowed to go in the town?
No, you weren't allowed off the ship at all. We weren't there. We were just there until they got bunkered and such like, and then we set sail through the Suez Canal to Aden. We got to Aden. And then we had another wait. There landed so many troops of other units, and hung about Aden for a day or two, And then I think it had been decided that India was our destination. We set sail for India, arrived in Bombay.
What was it like on the ship? Was it very crowded, or were people good sailors?
Well, going up to as far as the Suez Canal, see, you weren't allowed to have any lights or anything on board during darkness. Now, after you got through the Suez Canal, they presumed it was safe and life became normal, see? And going from Aden to Bombay, it was more or less a good voyage, see? And it was a good ship with the Ceramic. It was a new ship. We landed in Bombay, and then eventually moved on to Bangalore in southern India.
What did you think when you had to step off the ship in Bombay?
Well, we didn't really know. We didn't really know what was happening. See, we couldn't understand it. We couldn't understand why we were being sent to India. But as it turned out, see, they'd withdrawn all the regular troops from India to France, which left, there was only approximately 4 to 6 regular battalions in India, in the whole of India, which left it very vulnerable, you see. So I expect the authorities thought, well, it was getting a little bit unsafe. I expect that's why we were eventually sent there, to replace the regular troops.
When did you find that out? Did they tell you why at Bombay?
Well, no, you weren't told. You were just you had to kind of surmise these things. You were never told anything officially, see? But we were very fortunate, because Bangalore, it's a beautiful place. The climate's very mild, very mild. You didn't need no punkers or anything, see? And we'd done our training there. Well, during that time, as we were at Bangalore, we went on what was known as Kitchener's number one army patrol, or test, I should say. And that was from Bangalore to Mysore City. And on the way to Mysore, we went through a very interesting place.
How far was it from Bangalore to Mysore?
It'd be approximately 50, 60 miles.
And you had to... What sort of transport?
Oh, there was no motor transport or anything of that description at that time. It was all footwork. Of course, the officers had horses, but otherwise it was all tramp. But as I was saying, on the way, we went through this old fort, a Seringapatam, where this general had been taken prisoner for several years. I just forget his name, but as we stood on the top of that fort and looked down, the old cannonballs were still there. And how those men ever took that place, always beat us, was that the ford a river and then scale these walls of this ford, of this fort, to capture it. And it always puzzled us, however these men done it at that time, with the equipment that they had. But however, it was very interesting, was that. And then we went on to Mysore City. As the Raja of Mysore invited us as guests, the whole battalion.
Was that usual?
It was very unusual. But as I was saying, our colonel was a South African. And I think he'd made friends with this Raja. He was only a youngish man. And I think that's how it came about that we were invited in as guests. And we camped just outside Mysore City, and he sent his own band to march us into the city. And when we got in there, he had all his servants there, great marquees laid out in the grounds, anything we wanted. Beautiful day. And then he provided transport of all descriptions for us to look around the old city. And then in the evening, he invited us all to look through the palace. And after we'd been through the palace, we lined up and gave him a march past. And each man was presented with a bottle of whiskey or whatever he wanted. We were all in very fine condition. And he escorted us back to the camp with the natives. They all weighed probably about half a mile, I should say, with the natives with torchlights, right back to the camp. And it was a day that I'll never forget.
Which part of the day did you like best?
Well, during the day, it was very hot. Evening was really the best part of the day. Well, coming back on the march back, you see, Kitchener's test was 100 miles. Well, it was approximately 50, 60 miles each way. Well, on the return journey, we'd done the night marching. And that was an experience, simply because all the glowworms were all out, and the fireflies round the bushes, and the bats, the big bats flying about just overhead all the way. And then you'd pass through native villages where they were the rituals.
During the night?
During the night. Well, probably early evening, you see. It probably would take us about three to four nights to get back to Bangalore. But it's more or less, you're more or less going from a jungle up to a mild climate. You're gradually rising on a plateau, you see. As you got near to Bangalore, so the air got milder with being higher up. But over we were there with Bangalore, I don't know whether it'd be 3-4 months training. And then we moved up to the northwest frontier, up to the Punjab.